BBC Radio Bristol.
Now, Kingswood is getting a very special visit from some of England women's rugby squad today. A school rugby festival is taking place at Kingswood Rugby Club later and is hosted by the Rugby Football Union. It's going to see girls from seven local primary schools play a new form of non-contact rugby. Alex Matthews, Natasha Hunt, and Bristol Bears Holly Aitchison and Hannah Botterman are all dropping by. So I'm joined now by Abby James, who's a PE teacher at King's Oak Academy, who are taking part in this. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. At King's Oak Academy, that's a secondary school, isn't it?
It is an all-through school. We also have a primary site, so we're an all-through school from reception up to year 11.
Ah, amazing. You do absolutely everything. So tell us then about the fantastic children that are taking part, some of them completely new to rugby, is that right?
Yeah, correct. So year 5 and 6, the girls that we're taking 11 of them, all brand new to rugby. They've obviously had a go at it in lessons and then our PE lessons. Because us as a PE staff, as a faculty, we actually teach a lot of that, the lower school and middle school as well. So we are obviously the specialist teachers, which is a great opportunity for them. But aside from that, they are all brand new to this sport. So it's really exciting for them.
Are the boys absolutely gutted that they're not going?
Yeah, there's a lot of boys that I imagine would be very, very keen to go play some rugby as well, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. How excited then are they about coming head to head with the England squad?
Do you know what? I mean, we've also taken some ambassadors with us. So we've got some year 11 students, year 7s, year 9s. We've got some younger rugby ambassadors that are absolutely beside themselves, excited to go and meet some England Red Roses players. You know, some of them that have already been incredibly keen before, get to meet them again. Those that have only watched them on the pitch, get to meet them in person. And, you know, a lot of them that maybe already attend Kings of Rugby Club, get to meet them in their own home setting as well, which is lovely for them. And it's such a lovely opportunity. Year 5 and 6, some of them obviously not quite, as Abby said previously, they might not know them already, but just recognising that Red Roses symbol, I think for them is going to be such a big deal. They recognise the Rose. They know it's, you know, England playing at the top level. So I think they're going to be absolutely buzzing.
100%. I mean, meeting elite athletes, like, you know, right here in Kingswood is just an incredible experience just in itself. But the explosion of women's rugby, I think, is thanks due in no small part to Bristol Sport and the investment in the Bristol team that are doing so, so well. People like Alona Marr, who obviously is casting an even brighter light on the game of international rugby, and the fact that we've got both semi-finals in the World Cup right here in our city at Ashton Gate. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It couldn't be more accessible for our kids, you know what I mean? With girls coming up, and those that already play rugby, those that don't, those that are new in terms of being exposed to it, it could not be more of a, you know, an opportune moment for us to try and grow girls rugby as it is, because it's so accessible. You know, especially in our community within these girls that maybe said don't have boots or don't have the opportunity to go and easily access the rugby. Mm. We have a club literally 5 minute walk away, and that's the beauty for us today. You know, we're about to go and take a 10 minute walk down the road, and we're there at the tournament meeting these Red Roses players. So for us, it's, you know, the accessibility and knowing that only in Ashton Gate we can go and watch those games, and having that accessibility is absolutely huge. It's crucial to those numbers.
I mean, what kind of positive impact do you hope that this exposure is going to have on these young girls?
I mean, effectively, it's growth, isn't it? It's all about what this is about. The opportunity to have Bristol Bears, you know, so close and such a big impact at the moment via social media, all of this World Cup, you know, stuff that's going on with Bristol. I mean, luckily, only a couple of weeks ago, some of our rugby ambassadors were able to go to the High Performance Centre and actually, you know, try and be involved in some of that discussion around the Red Roses and the World Cup. And they actually had a say. Mm. And it was such a lovely opportunity for them, not only to go to the High Performance Centre, but to kind of, you know, have a voice, have an opportunity to get involved in this production, and knowing that this is such a big event. And once in a lifetime for some of these girls, it's had a massive impact. And, you know, effectively the goal is growth.
I mean, I know elite athletes who play football and rugby, and the High Performance Centre for both Bristol Bears and Bristol City are absolutely brilliant. I mean, these are facilities that wouldn't be at a place anywhere in the world. They're absolute class. Do you play rugby yourself, Abby? And are you looking forward to meeting the England team yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm currently a few injury riddled, unfortunately for me, but I still absolutely want to get back as soon as possible. Yeah, I have been playing for Bath Ladies for a couple of years on and off myself. And I've played from the circuit since I was about 12 years old. So I got myself into rugby through an Eagles project through secondary school. I'd never touched a rugby ball really before that. So for me, again, being a PE teacher myself, it's always been about getting the girls into something brand new and normalising this sport and getting them into something that they've never touched, you know, seen or touched before. It's an amazing opportunity, really. But I'm absolutely, not just buzzing for the girls, but buzzing for myself. I myself have booked in a semi-final and a final tickets already.
Me
going
too.
To London. Absolutely. Well, I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. I mean, the Kingsley Academy are very lucky to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. That's Abby James, the PE teacher at King's Oak Academy, and they're taking part in this rugby school event hosted by the Rugby Union, and members of England Women's Rugby are going to be joining young schoolgirls to learn how to play a new non-contact form of rugby, and it's happening right here in Kingswood. That's brilliant.